Good morning. My guest this morning is Jim Neville, who is from Life School. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
First off, talk about the Bodega American Roots Music Festival. What a great title. Coming to Bodega on the 9th of August between 2 and 10 all day long, basically. So what's Bodega going to be like on that day?
The idea behind the event was to make a family-friendly event. That was one of the first priorities, a place where you could bring your kids that would go all day long and celebrate some of the roots music that we have here in the county, especially, you know, with modern society and technology going so rampant.
Right, right.
You know, one of the things that the organization Life School that is benefiting the proceeds from this event does is try to reconnect kids to nature. And having a roots music festival seemed like a great theme to kind of go along with what Life School does, which is keeping it old school in a way, keeping it real.
Right.
You know, acoustic music, upright basses, banjos, and fiddles. And we have four great acts that are coming to join us. So the idea is to...
What acts are they? Let's put those out there.
The Lazy Man, which is formerly the Steve Pyle Band, is playing.
Right.
The Bootleg Honeys, which are an all-female quartet who recently played all 3 days at the Kate Wolf Music Festival, are playing. They're actually going to headline the show and closing it in the evening. Lungs and Limbs is a Sonoma County-based alternative rock band that writes all their own original music. And the last band is called the Pine Needles. And they're a really well-trained mandolin, bluegrass-type sound, Americana-type sound. So all
Excellent.
The bands are all pretty much acoustic with the exception of the Lungs and Limbs band. And we picked them because they're just incredibly creative.
Acoustic and local.
Acoustic and local. All Sonoma County music.
So this is a benefit for Life School, which is in its 15th year, is
Correct.
That right? Talk about the school. What does it do?
Well, Life School is based in Bodega, and we take teenagers on outdoor adventure trips with the goal of teaching them concepts about life. Now, in school, you learn a lot of academics and you learn some basic things that could help you get into college, but you don't necessarily learn the things that can help you be successful as an adult, things like self-esteem, things like communication and teamwork and personal leadership, taking risks. You know, there's some recent research out right now that from Psychology Today, actually, that said that positive risk-taking is an important part of children develop concepts of independence, identity, and testing.
I just heard something about that yesterday, actually, and it's occurred to me for a long time that kids don't get to have adventures.
They don't, especially in, you know, the technological age, which, again, is amazing. You know, we're not trying to, you know, it's one of those things, you can't beat them, join them. You know, we're not trying to knock technology because it's obviously improving society in a lot of ways. But kids are becoming more and more detached from, you know, basic things like learning how to exist and be in conversation without having your PDA present.
That's right. So after 15 years, what have been the achievements?
Well, we've had over 3,000 students come through the program. We've taken trips all over the world, Costa Rica and Peru and Hawaii and Alaska, a lot of California wilderness areas. And we actually have two different models at Life School. One is our Fees for Service, where we take schools. Some local examples would be the Sonoma Country Day School and the Summerfield Waldorf School. The Sun Ridge Charter School in Sebastopol have come to our program to take their eighth grades on field trips. And so you wanted a field trip as a teacher that really talked a lot about geology or natural history or really focused on a rite of passage or a team building. We really custom design every single trip we do based on the teachers and the students and the school's needs. So every trip we do is really from scratch, and they go worldwide.
I take it that this event is an important fundraiser.
It is, yes, and it is our 15th year, and the last one we had was actually our 10-year celebration. And then one of the things that we raise money for is the second side of our model, which is why we're a charity, which is serving kids that can't have opportunities or don't get opportunities like this. So the more inner city, the more economically disadvantaged kids could never pay for, you know, $1,000 trip to Yosemite, for example. And so we fundraise money to help subsidize to make sure that all students, not, you know, just the fortunate ones, get to have this type of experience.
Good work, Jim. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming in, too. Let's tell people that the Benefit for a Life School is happening on August 9th, starting at 2 in the afternoon, the Bodega American Roots Music Festival in downtown Bodega. For more information about the festival, here's the phone number, 876-3071. Go online to goadventure.org/15 years, and you'll find out even more. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.